中心，他是我们一切的一切。所以每一次聚会之前，我们要亲近他，而且要注视他。当然在我们日常的生活也是这样子，常常注视耶稣。今天早上你们已经有这样的机会亲近主。另外他给我们一个应许，关于聚会，一个是他在中间是非常重要，是非常重要的一件事，比我们所想象的更重要。聚会的时候是耶稣新神迹，我们最近在Should I say it in English too? 最近在我们 Woodhaven 有一个老姊妹，已经快80岁， an older sister about 80 years old. 聚会的时候她看到主耶稣的同在，摸到主耶稣的同在，后来Should I say it? You want to do it in English?
Recently at Heavenwood, there's an elderly sister, she met the Lord during our drawing closer to the Lord meeting.
她有一个地方不舒服，她呼吸困难。
And then she was having some kind of illness, she had difficulty breathing.
正好主耶稣的同在临到她。
And then the Lord's presence came upon her.
她按手在那个地方。
But she laid hand on her, the part that she felt uncomfortable.
她的病好了。
And she got healed.
呼吸困难都没有。
No more trouble breathing.
所以不但主耶稣医治我们在聚会的时候。
Not only that, the Lord Jesus can heal the disease.
那个空气有生命。
And then even the air is full of life.
我们没有什么。
There's nothing in us.
我们是一无所有。
We have nothing.
可是耶稣在我们的里面。
Because Jesus is in us.
不一样。
And then that makes
他非常爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他以永远的爱爱我们，因此以慈爱吸引我们。英文是 I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. 他是我很多年有这个经文吸引我的心。
For many years, this verse just draws my heart.
我那个时候还是一个小孩子。
That time I was still a little girl.
可是还是吸引我的心。
But yet, it just draws my heart.
他用什么样的爱爱我们？
What kind of love he has loved us?
永远的爱。
Eternal love.
不改变的爱。
Never changing love.
我们有的时候不听话，如果不听话。
Oftentimes we're disobedient.
他仍然爱我们。
Yet he still loves us.
他要帮助我们不再不听话。
And he will help us with our disobedience.
他是永永远远爱我们。
Because he loves us forever.
有的时候有的父母他们对他们的孩子说。
Sometimes parents will tell their children.
你不乖我们耶稣不爱你。
If you're not good, Jesus will not love you anymore.
可是这个错了。
That is not right.
你不乖耶稣还是爱你。
Even if you're not good, Jesus still loves you.
可是耶稣住在我们的里面。
Jesus lives within us.
那不一样。
And that's different.
他会帮助我们。
He will help us.
帮助我们每一件事。
Help us with everything.
我已经活在他的面前很多年。
I've lived before his presence for many years.
跟随他很多年。
And I follow him for many years.
可是好像一个快车。
It's just like a rapid train.
上个月我在台湾坐那个高铁到高雄。
Last month I was in Taiwan and I rode on the rapid transit train.
听说
high speed train.
185 miles an hour, 185英里。
It runs 185 miles per hour.
坐在里面没有什么感觉。
And I was sitting in there, I can feel the same.
一个半钟头到达高雄。
Within an hour and a half, I was able to arrive 高雄 from Taipei.
以前至少五六个小时，有的时候七个八个小时。
Before it would take at least 5 or 6 hours, even 7 to 8.
可是现在可以那么快。
But now it's so fast.
我们的生活也像一个高铁。
And our life is just like a high-speed train.
我记得我们的牧师，我们的余弟兄跟他的太太，他们以前也在公馆给人去荣教的 过得很快。
I still remember Brother Yu and Sister Nancy were attending the meeting in Taipei with us.
他们那个时候很年轻。
They were pretty young at that time.
现在还是年轻。
Now they still are very young.
我们永远年轻在耶稣里面。
In Jesus, we're always young.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以头一件事聚会的时候。
So the first thing in the meeting.
耶稣同在。
Jesus is here.
他是最重要的。
And that is the most important.
我们人不是那么重要。
There's nothing about us.
耶稣觉得我们是重要。
But Jesus thinks we're important.
他要把他的自己启示在我们的里面。
And he wants to reveal himself within us.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. 基督在你们的里面成为荣耀的盼望。他是我们荣耀的盼望。
And he is our hope of glory.
另外一件事他告诉我们关于聚会的方式。
And he also tells us how to meet.
他是说用心灵和诚实来拜他。Worship him in spirit and in truth. 这样子很简单是很简单可是非常的深。
It's very easy, but yet very deep.
要回到里面。
Return back to within.
耶稣在你的里面。
If Jesus is within us.
他会把他自己启示在你的里面。
And he will reveal himself to us.
也把他的同在启示在你的里面。
And he will reveal his presence within us.
也许我们可以唱一首诗。
We will sing a hymn together.
很多年我们爱这个诗歌。
For years, I love this song.
It's 558, 在我们的诗的里面558首是 close to thee. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. 主是我永远的福分。我们的诗本有一点不，你是我的永远福分。可是您的诗本继续。OK， 胜过朋友与生命，在人生孤单旅程中，恳求主与我同行，亲近主，亲近主，亲近主，亲近主，在人生孤单旅程中，恳求主与我同行。这个诗歌是非常宝贵。
This is such a precious song.
我们唱的时候给耶稣唱。
As we sing it to the Lord.
如果给他唱，我们的态度不一样。
So our attitude will be different if we're singing unto the Lord.
给他唱。这里是说孤单旅程，可是其实不是那么孤单。
The Chinese lyric says, in the lonely journey of life, but actually this journey is not that lonely.
我很多年一个人。
For many years, I am by myself.
现在还是一个人。
I'm still by myself.
我不会觉得孤单。
I never feel lonely.
不会觉得寂寞。
Never feel lonely.
我有耶稣与我同在。
Because Jesus is with me.
而且你会发觉。
And you will also discover.
刚刚我到了这个地方有一点熟我不知道是对不对。
As I arrived here, I felt everything's kind of familiar.
后来我想起了差不多十年之前我也来这里。
Then I remember, I was here about 10 years ago.
十年过得很快。
10 years has gone by so fast.
可是我发现比那个时候更喜乐。
Then I find my joy is even greater than I had that time. And I'm even more free.
因为很多试炼很多的东西已经过了。
Because a lot of trials have passed.
越来越释放。
And I feel more and more free.
越来越有耶稣的同在。
And I have more and more Jesus presence with me.
所以那个经文真的是对的。
So the Bible verse is true.
一人的路好像黎明的光越照越明直到日午对不对英文是 The path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. 好我们主荣耀。
How glorious is our Lord.
那个光是他在我们的里面成为荣耀的盼望。
And he is within us, and that is our hope of glory.
好不好我们先唱一首诗。
So we will sing the song first.
Close to thee, 亲近主。我们唱完了这一首诗，如果你喜欢有一点赞美他，有一点对他说耶稣我爱你，我感谢你都可以。
Okay. And after we sing the song, we can just give him praises. Say, Jesus, I love you and I thank you.
To worship him, and a woman 赞美他是理所当然的 Hallelujah, 赞美是那个路把耶稣的同在更多启示在我们的里面 It's the way to have his presence in us in a greater way. And he's here this morning, 今天早上他在我们中间他要向你显现开你的心门He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to, you to open up your heart. Tell him you love him. 我们不但用诗歌来歌颂他，我们也用灵歌 spiritual songs. 就是你自己的调，感谢他，赞美他。Hallelujah, Hallelujah, oh, 耶稣。Garabajidio little voice, Rosho, oh, to yes, we think that at a tight cherry. Hayashi in the Yasuat had a gongsor. He wants to draw your heart, the youngest here. Say me and sing the Takeshi in the Negashaho, what I say, I was only 11 years old. The Lord drew my heart to himself. Oh, hallelujah. To yes, it's a team now.Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is so, so kind to us, so loving to us. 他那么慈爱，那么想我们显现，我们敬拜他，用我们的爱再唱这个副歌，靠近主，靠近主。 住台湾很多年，今年已经40年之前我第一次去台湾，所以我大部分的时间 most of the time in my life I've lived in Taiwan or else here in 我多半的时间都是讲中文。
When I was in Taiwan most of the time I speak Chinese。
I spoke, 我讲中文那么多次，后来我的口音，英文的口音变了。
I speak so much Chinese, my English accent has changed.
头一次我回美国。
First time I came back to the US.
我姐夫 Brother Bob Callis, 开幕式他笑我。
My brother-in-law just laughed at me.
他说连你说 Jesus 不一样。
Even the way you say Jesus is different now.
现在可能有一点好一点。
Now I think I get better.
可是我们有的时候住4年，有的时候5年才回到美国。
Sometimes I would stay in Taiwan for 4 or 5 years before I
came. 我是一个拙口本舌的人，不喜欢讲话。
And I'm not a person with eloquence. I don't like to talk much.
可是主耶稣改变我。
But Jesus has changed me.
如果主耶稣可以改变一个不喜欢讲话的。
If Jesus can change a quiet person,
他任何人可以改变。
He can change anyone.
我现在需要讲话在很多人，常常很多人面前，我不会害怕。
Now I need to speak to a lot of people very often and I'm not afraid anymore.
Because
Jesus is within us.
可是我大部分的时间都是用中文讲。
And most of the time I would speak in Chinese.
很少用英文。
I hardly use English.
如果用英文好像有的时候找不到那个对的词。
Sometimes when If I speak English, sometimes I just can't find the right vocabulary.
上个礼拜六，他们要我给在一个教会，在长岛王伯喜教会的青年聚会。
Last week I had to speak to the young people's meeting at Long Island.
他们要我用英文。
And they asked me to preach in English.
我说我试一试。
Okay, I will try.
因为关于讲主耶稣，我已经很多年习惯用中文。
Because for many years I'm used to talking about Jesus in Chinese.
我觉得中文非常好。
I think Chinese is good.
因为很多的说法，英文没有那么可爱的说法。
Because I have a lot of the verbiages that English just cannot match.
主耶稣听懂国语。
And then Jesus understands Mandarin.
那他也台湾话也比较讲，他也比较讲。
I also speak Taiwanese.
Listen, 我。台湾话我不要讲可是一点点讲不啊，可是耶稣会听懂。
I only speak a little bit of Taiwanese, and Jesus understands that too.
Yeah, 最近在我们纽约也有广东话的。
So in our church in New York, now we have a Cantonese congregation.
他们主耶稣也会听懂广东话。
And thank God Jesus understands Cantonese too.
在英文是奇妙。
In English, when we say wonderful,
wonderful, 中文是奇妙，那台湾话是奇妙，对不对？奇妙，广东话是奇妙，是不是这样？有没有讲广东话的？那德文是 wunderbar， 完全不一样。
And that's German.
Wunderbar 是德文。
That's wonderful in German.
无论讲什么语言
，whatever language we use，
耶稣是奇妙。
Jesus is wonderful.
He's wonderful. Hallelujah. 有人说不应该用那个词在别的事情上。
Some said we should not use that phrase to anything else.
应该只是说耶稣是奇妙。
Should only be applied exclusively to Jesus for his wonderful.
他的名字成为奇妙。
Because his name is wonderful.
可是我们很容易说 ，Oh, the weather is wonderful.
But we often say, Oh, 天气
很
好，
很奇妙，或是某某人很奇妙。
Or we say someone is wonderful.
主耶稣实在是爱我们。
How Jesus loves us.
那今天早上应该讲一点关于亲近主。
Today I will share with you about drawing close to the Lord.
我从小出生在一个爱主的家庭。
I was born and raised in a family that loved the Lord.
这个是一个大的福气。
And that is a great blessing.
如果你们青年人将来结婚。
For young people, when you get married in the future.
一定要一个爱主的。
You better find someone who loves the Lord.
你们一起祷告。
And you get to pray together.
如果已经结婚。
For those of you who have married.
应该夫妻每天至少五分钟，如果没有很多的时间，至少五分钟在一起祷告。
I would encourage your husband and wife and at least to pray together for 5 minutes a day.
The family that prays together stays together. 一个家庭一起祷告会永远在一起。可是也有 pray together, work together, and play together. 也应该有三个，对，要一起祷告，一个过一个属灵的生活，常常去聚会。
You should first pray together, and then go to meetings together.
也有工作，我们有工作。
And then you also work together.
也不一定在一起工作。
You might not work at the same places.
母亲有的时候在家里，父亲去上班。
Sometimes moms stay at home and dad goes to work.
有的时候两个都去上班。
Or sometimes both go to work.
可是第三件事不要忘记。
But then don't forget the third thing.
Play together. 要一起玩。
Play together.
这个很重要。
And that is very important.
也有主耶稣创造我们灵魂体。
Because Lord Jesus created us with body, soul, and spirit.
有一次一个传道人他去中国。
Once a minister went to China.
他是老外，不是中国人。
And then he's a foreigner, Caucasian.
他那么爱中国人，一直传福音。
And he loves Chinese, keep preaching gospel to the Chinese.
可是他忘记他自己的孩子。
But then he forget about his own children.
都没有给他孩子传福音。
He did not preach gospel to his own children.
都没有时间为他孩子们。
He had no time for his own children.
也没有跟他们一起去玩。
And did not play with his own children.
他们的孩子长大不是那么爱主。
And after they grew up, they did not love the world as much.
三个很重要。
So all these three things are very important.
不能过分玩，也不能过分工作，也不能过分那么熟练，你没有时间为别人。
You can be too spiritual that you have no time for others, and you can't play too much or work too much. You have to keep them balanced.
三个一起。
And then keep them three together.
那是耶稣需要更多的家庭。
And Jesus needs more family.
需要更多父亲做祭司在一个家里面。
Need more fathers to be the priest of the household.
母亲也是爱她的孩子。
And mom will love her children too.
她要在一个家庭荣耀她的名。
And then he wants to glorify his name in family.
不但这样子，最近有一对他们要结婚。
Recently, there's a couple who are getting married.
已经七十多岁。
And that they're over 4 years old.
我看他们不是那么喜乐。
And then I look at them, they're not as joyful.
我说一个家庭应该有三件事。
So I tell them that these families have to do these three things together.
我听说我们的牧师他已经被主接去乌牧师 Brother Edmund.
Our pastor, Brother Edmund,has gone to the Lord already.
他结婚的时候他在教堂有三个词英文三个词 Love, Joy, Peace.
When he got married, there are three things posted on the wedding chapel. Love, Joy, and Peace.
仁爱喜乐和平
Peace. Love, Joy, and Peace.
或是平安他结婚的时候是这样子。
When he got married, that was what is in the chapel, the church.
我可以给他做见证，他一辈子有这三个。
And I can testify for him that he did have all these three in his lifetime.
我们认识于牧师、于弟兄的父母很多年。
And we have known the parents of Brother Yu for many years.
已经他们快65年结婚纪念日子了。
They've been married for almost 65 years.
上一次我看到他们说那么多年他们都没有吵架对不对
Last time when I saw them, they said that they never fought in those years that they married.
很少65年都没有吵架
That's very rare not to have a fight in 65 years.
Love, 仁爱
So there's love,
有喜乐
and there's joy,
有平安
and there's peace.
应该每一个基督徒的家是这样子。
And that should be what each Christian family has.
为什么我们有耶稣
Why is that we have Jesus?
And I pray that all the young people here will have homes like that. 我祷告主，盼望所有青年人结婚也有这样的家庭。And may the Lord bless each one of you and lead you and guide you to find the right person.主耶稣会带领你，你把你一生的事都给他，他会帮助你找到一个对的主耶稣的旨意。可是关于亲近主，我刚才讲我从小在一个基督徒的家庭。
Okay, now back to drawing close to the Lord. I was born and raised in a family that's very close to the Lord.
And 可以参加聚会，在日出教会，在纽约。
And I attended meetings at Ridgewood Church in New York.
我那么小，我以为所有的人都是基督徒。
And I was very little, and at that time I thought everyone would be a Christian. Everyone was a Christian.
我以为全世界都是基督徒。
I really believed that the whole world, everyone in the world was a Christian.
可是后来我上学。
Then as I started going to school,
我发现不是。
Then I discovered that's not so.
我们那个时候有 show and tell.
At that time, we had show and tell at school.
一年级
I was first grader.
就把我的书带到学校给他们讲书的故事。
Then I brought my book to show and tell my classmates.
我的同学说 我们那个时候才五六岁，他说你总是这一类的书。
I was about 5 or 6 years old, and then my classmate said, you always bring this kind of book.
都是基督教的书，
all
都是基督，
Christian,
都是圣经的故事。
And all Bible stories.
我没有别的。
I have no other kind of book.
因为那个时候东西不是像现在的美国那么多。
We did not have that kind of varieties as kids have now.
那个时候美国真的完全不一样。
At that time, America was totally different.
我们有一段时间需要有票才可以买鞋子。
For a time, we needed tickets to buy shoes.
是短短的时间，第二次世界大战结束，或是还是有那个 the Second World War, the World War II, it was in progress then, and also when it finished, there were not that many things in America. When we went to school, 我记得我母亲给我买鞋子的时候，需要拿一张票才可以买，一年才两双鞋子。
I remember my mom had to have tickets in order to buy me shoes, and only 2 pairs a year.
美国那个时候不是那么丰富。
So at that time, things were not as bountiful as now.
而且你要买肉或是butter, 黄油或是一些白糖那个都没有了，都需要有票。
And you also need tickets to buy meat or sugar or butter.
需要排队。
And you need to line up.
而且人很少有汽车。
And hardly anyone has cars.
我父亲有。
My dad had one.
因为他很喜欢开车。
He loved to drive.
可是不是像现在纽约那么多的车子。
We did not have that many cars as now.
每一个家庭有几部车子。
Now almost every family has multiple cars.
现在美国大不一样。
America is totally different now.
可是那个时候人礼拜天都无论是什么教会都带着圣经去教会。
But at that time on Sundays, everyone goes to church with their own Bible.
你看呢？所有的店都关门。
And all the stores will be closed.
他们尊敬主日。
Because they fear and honor the Lord.
他们比较敬畏神。
They fear God more.
那个时候在小学，我们唱诗歌。
While at elementary school, we would sing songs.
我们也是读圣经。
We would read the Bible.
现在圣经他们不要。
Now they rejected the Bible.
那为什么美国有那么多的问题？
That's why there are so many problems now in America.
为什么那么多最近那么多的灾难？
Why there are so many disasters lately?
因为他们没有把神放在第一。
Because they did not praise God as the first place.
而且他们不尊敬他给我们讲的话在圣经里面。
They did not honor the words in the Bible.
可是还是很多人越来越多爱耶稣。
But yes, still more and more people love Jesus.
感谢主这件主在中国所做的工作。
And we praise the Lord for his work in China lately.
我那个时候去台湾1967年
1967, I went to Taiwan.
9月20号我到了。
September 20th, I first arrived in Taiwan.
快40年。
Almost 40 years.
过得很快。
Time goes by so fast.
对，第二个夫妻在我的生活中是去台湾。嗯。
So,
the blessing, 大的福气是出生在一个基督徒的家庭，可以去乌拉姆市的教会。
The first blessing in my life was to be born in a pious Christian family and then to attend a church at Pastor Wabago's church. And the second blessing is that I get to go to Taiwan.
可以跟弟兄姊妹们一起追求主。
Then I when I was at Ridgewood Church, I was able to pursue the Lord with brothers and sisters.
可是特别去台湾可以跟弟兄姊妹们一起追求主。
And then after I went to Taiwan, I was blessed to be able to have fellowship with brothers and sisters in Taiwan.
我认识很多很多人。
I met many, many people.
爱主的中国弟兄姊妹们。
Chinese brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
那个时候也是认识于牧师于弟兄的家里的人。
And I got to meet our families of Brother Yu.
荣兆哲是我的长辈，他比我大35岁， 他是那个西安昌的创办人。
Missionary Pearl Young, she was 35 years older than me, and she was the founder of Zion Church in Taiwan.
他带我去台南参加余弟兄父亲的聚会。
And she took me to Tainan to attend a meeting that was led by Brother Yu's father.
也在他们的家里吃饭，荣教是特别喜欢吃他们的余母亲做的菜。
I remember especially missionary Pearl Young especially loved to have meals at Brother Yu's family. She loved the cooking of Brother Yu's mom.
我们都是弟兄姊妹们在耶稣里面。
In Jesus Christ, we're all brothers and sisters.
而且主耶稣把我们放在一起。
And the Lord placed us together.
为一件事。
For one thing.
要追求耶稣。
To pursue Jesus.
要彼此帮忙到天堂。
That we will help each other to go to heaven.
有一次我母亲跟我说一句话。
Once my mother told me.
她说主耶稣为什么把两个人放在一起结婚。
Why would Jesus put two people together to get married?
他们彼此帮忙到天堂。
So that they will help each other to get into heaven.
我看到我的父母也是这样的。
And then that's how my parents were.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣实在是奇妙。
How wonderful is our Lord Jesus.
已经是很多年才第一次去台湾。
It's been many years since I first went to Taiwan.
那个时候台湾跟现在不一样。
And Taiwan was vastly different from now.
我们都没有来往跟中国。
We had no communication with China.
我那个时候很年轻。
I was very young at that time.
很好奇。
And I was very curious.
我买了一个收音机，是广播收音机。
And I bought a radio.
Shortwave.
Shortwave radio.
我晚上听。
So at night, I would listen to it.
我听他们说这是上海。
And then I would hear, they broadcast, this is from Shanghai.
我觉得很奥秘。非常，我们那个时候觉得凡是从中国来的都是非常奥秘。
I thought that was very mysterious. At that time, anything from mainland China was mysterious.
因为那个时候没有来往。
Because there was no, communication with China.
第二天我上学，我那个时候需要上学学国语。
Second day I went to school. I had to go to my language school.
我们外国人学国语很不简单。
It's hard for foreigners to learn Chinese.
因为有四声。
Because there are four intonations in Chinese.
我们需要背很多。
We had to memorize a lot of things.
有的时候那个老师给我们说，今天晚上你们的功课要十个中国字写一百次，每一个一百次。
Sometimes we will get a homework and have to go home write 10 Chinese characters and each character 100 times.
那就是，可是第二天我上学。
And then the next day when I went to school.
我跟老师说，昨天晚上我听那个广播。他们说这是上海。
So the next day I went to school and I told the teacher, last night I heard from the radio and they say that they're from Shanghai.
他说我们不敢这样子，不敢。
And then she would say, we dare not.
他们不听。
So they would not listen.
后来我发现在台湾不能听。
Then I realized it's forbidden.
你看现在那么不一样。
But look at it now, it's so different.
那个时候他们迫切祷告。
At that time, they prayed earnestly.
在 Goldco 我们的教会，弟兄姊妹他们是从中国各个地方来，上海、北京、哈尔滨、广东各个地方，他们的口音不一样。
At that time, in our church at Goldco, we have brothers and sisters from all places of China.
他们说，他们每一次祷告会说，主耶稣。你要祝福我们的同胞们在中国大陆。
At that time, at our prayer meetings, these brothers and sisters from mainland China would pray for their for their fellow people in China.
他们迫切祷告。
They pray earnestly.
流泪祷告。
Weeping with tears.
他们经过苦难，经过不容易的日子。
Because they have gone through trials and suffering.
迫切祷告。
They pray earnestly.
主，你要开那个门。
says, Lord, open the door.
好像那个时候跟永远没有办法开那个门。
But at that time, it seems just impossible.
可是有些人一直有这个盼望，主耶稣会开那个门。
But yet, some people still hold on to their hope that one day Jesus will open the door.
你看现在不一样。
And look at it now, so different.
主耶稣奇妙。
Jesus is wonderful.
这是有一节经文在圣经里面说 This is the generation of them that seek the Lord. 这是寻求主面的那个时代。真的有一次吴牧师说是为中国人的时代。
Pastor Wobbegal says, this is the generation for the Chinese.
特别是为中国人。
Especially for the Chinese.
我看到在我这一生。
In my lifetime, I get to see it.
我首先从台湾回来看到一些从台湾来的他们有查经聚会在各个地方在美国。
When I first came back to the US from Taiwan, I see a lot of Bible study groups in America formed by people from Taiwan.
后来我们现在看见在纽约每天都有从中国来。
And now in New York, we see people coming from China every day.
我碰到一些德国人。
And I ran into some people from Germany.
从我们德国教会在德国。
And then, they're from the churches in Germany.
他们说现在美国不准许德国人移民到美国。
They say now America does not allow people to immigrate from Germany.
那他们觉得很奇怪，那么多中国人可以来。
They're wondering then why so many Chinese get to come here.
他们很羡慕。
They're really envy that.
他们也很想来美国。
Because of they want to immigrate to
the US. 可是那个门关闭。
But the door has been closed to them.
可是现在那个门开了。
But now the door is open.
为中国，为台湾。
For China and for Taiwan.
为什么？要更多的来往，更多的来往。
Because they want to have more communication.
耶稣要更多的来往。
Because Jesus wants to have more.
才要吸引更多的人。
Jesus wants to draw more people.
不但要信耶稣。
Not only to believe in Jesus,
不但要受洗,
not only to get baptized,
可是要被圣灵充满,
but to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
要过一个内在生活,
that we will have inner life.
后来我刚才提到我小的时候是一岁,
I just mentioned when I was 11 years old,
我去我们的夏令营 Pilgrim Camp 在上周纽约上周,
then I went to our summer retreat at Pilgrim Camp at Upstate New York.
那个时候交通不是现在那么方便。
That time we did not have very convenient transportation.
那个高速公路根本没有。
We did not have freeways.
我们走那个小路。
We had to take a winding small path.
八个小时。
It took us 8 hours.
现在如果我快一点开车就四个半小时。
Now if I drive and I drive fast, I would get there in 4.5 hours.
可是那个时候我去之前在门口我母亲跟我说话。
As I left for the camp, I remember my mother telling me.
我的脑子是一个11岁的孩子 ,10 岁。我快要过11岁的生日。
I was 10 years old, almost having my 11th birthday.
我的脑子都是我去那边要游泳。
And all I thought about was what to do when I get there. I would go swimming.
哦，我非常喜欢游泳，那个湖非常好。
I love swimming and the lake is beautiful.
我上个礼拜也去。
I was just there last week.
我的脑子还是想到游泳。
What I was thinking about was still swimming.
当然我爱聚会。
Of course I love the meeting.
哦，我那天去游泳好像在天堂。
That day when I was swimming there, I felt I was in heaven.
跟小的时候没有太大的改变，对不对？
So I just felt the same last week as when I was a little girl.
可是我在门口，我母亲跟我说一句话。
But I remember my mother was telling me.
母亲很温柔。
She was very gentle.
可是她的话会进入你的心，像刀子进去。
But yet her words were able to pierce into my heart like a knife.
一个母亲的话会影响她的小孩。
You know, a mother's words will greatly influence her children.
我母亲说，你看，你现在快11岁， 你还没有被生命充满。
And my mother saying, look at you, you're almost 11, you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit.
她说你姐姐九岁的时候已经被生命充满。
And she says, your older sister was filled with the Holy Spirit when she was 9 years old.
我盼望你去 camp, 要好好的追求。
I hope when you get to the camp, you will pursue the Lord.
其他的话没有多说。
She didn't say much more.
那个话进入我的心。
And her words enter into my heart.
我到了 camp, 当然去游泳。
As I arrived at camp, of course, I went swimming.
可是聚会的时候我说去耶稣我需要被生命充满。
While in the meeting, I was telling Jesus, Lord, I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我姐姐九岁。
My sister, when she was 9 years old,
她比我大八岁。
And she's older than me by 8 years.
我跪在那里聚会完了跪在那里。
After the meeting, I was on my knees.
我追求主。
I pursue the Lord.
我祷告主。
And I pray to the Lord.
耶稣好不好今天给我生命的洗。
Lord Jesus, how about baptize me today with the Holy Spirit?
那一天是我11岁的生日。
That day was my 11th birthday.
我以为在我们11岁的生日主耶稣会祝福我。
I thought Lord Jesus would bless me on my 11th birthday.
当然祝福。
Of course he did bless me.
可是那一天没有。
But I did not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit that day.
第二天晚上我再来。
The second day, on second night, I came again.
追求他。
I pursued him.
那一天主耶稣开那个门。
That day the Lord Jesus opened the door.
是一个小小的开始。
It was a small beginning.
可是是一个突破。
But that was a breakthrough.
一个突破在我的心里面。
It was a breakthrough in my heart.
那个灵的世界需要一个突破。
Our spiritual world needs a breakthrough.
后来被圣灵充满虽然是一个小小的开始可是是真实的。
Even though it was a small beginning, I was filled with the Holy Spirit and that was real.
从那个时候起不一样。
Ever since then, I was different.
哦，聚会的时候我可以感觉到耶稣的同在。
In meetings, I was able to feel the presence of Jesus.
我那个时候开始对我的圣经比较比以前更有兴趣。
And I was more interested in reading the Bible.
我父母发现我更听话。
And my parents noticed that I'm more obedient.
一个改变。
It was a change.
你知道有一个属灵的弟兄 Gerhard Ter Stegen, a very spiritual man.
有一个很属灵的弟兄。
是古时候的时代。In the old, many years ago. 他写在他的书里面一句话。
In his biography, he had one statement.
He said, there's three types of God's presence. 有三种不同的神的同在。第一种是大家都知道。
The first type of God's presence is God's omnipresence. Everyone knows.
无所不在的神。
It's God's omnipresence. He's everywhere.
这个整个的宇宙都是他的同在。
And his presence fills the whole universe.
我们这次来 camp, 这里的 camp, 那么大的树。
Now we come to this camp, we see great trees.
那么漂亮。
And they're so beautiful.
James drove me, 他给我开车子。看那个弯弯曲曲的路到这里那么漂亮。
I was on my way here, I see, on the winding road, I see all these beautiful and great trees.
空气那么新鲜。
And the air is so fresh.
You breathe it in, and you feel 10 years younger.
你呼吸的时候你就觉得你已经年轻了十岁。
因为那么漂亮的一个地方。
This is such a beautiful place.
神是无所不在的神。
God is present everywhere.
He's omnipresent. And then the second, first we'll say, he's omnipresent, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. 神是无所不在的神，是无所不知的神，无所不能的神。这中文比英文好听，对不对？那个。英文是有一点 不好听，对，没有关系。可是他是说 God is everywhere， 这个弟兄 Church Sagan 说神无论你去哪里在这个宇宙都是他的同在。
His brother says no matter where you go within this universe you will see his presence everywhere。
他们我听说太空人到太空那个月球，他们 when they went to the moon。
I heard when the astronauts went to the moon，
他们流泪。
They had tears. They wept.
They said, "This world is made by God."
他们说神啊，这个世界是你所创造的。
他们说 "In the beginning," 在起初神创造。
In the beginning, God created.
The second type of God's presence, the 二种存在，是 the second type of His presence is His presence revealed to us in grace. 他的存在。在恩典里面向我显现，很多的基督徒都已经经验到。
Many Christians have experienced this type of presence.
他医治你的病。
He heals your sickness.
他给你衣服穿。
And he provides you with clothing.
他给你吃的。
He provides you with food.
他给你一个小婴孩。
And he gives you a baby.
他或是给你先给你一个先生、一个太太。
First he will give you a spouse.
Yeah, 他。给你一个房子住
He will give you a house
那么多的东西
So many things
那么多的享受
So much enjoyment
这个是神恩典的同在
And that is God's presence manifest in grace
他天父照顾我们
Heavenly Father takes care of us
可是第三种同在
But the third type of presence
很多的基督徒忽略
Many Christians have neglected it
是基督在我们里面成为荣耀的盼望。
That is Christ in us, the hope of our glory.
他在我们的里面。
He is within us.
要注视他。
We shall gaze upon him.
要常常给他说话。
And talk to him often.
Tell him, Jesus, I love you.
告诉他，耶稣，我爱你。
刚才我记得我们前天要跟他说 ，Jesus, I love you。
That we should tell him every day, Jesus, I love you.
常常跟他说话。
Talk to him often.
我那个时候刚刚被圣灵充满。
At that time when I was just filled with the Holy Spirit.
我发现晚上睡觉之前，我可以再次跟他说话，没有人知道。
Then I realized I was able to talk to him even before bedtime without anyone knowing.
那个时候跟很多孩子在一个 camp 像这里。
At that time I was living with many children in a camp just like here.
我可以单独跟他说话。
But yet I was able to spend time alone with him and talk to him.
我可以跑到那个湖旁边坐在那里。
I was able to sit alone by the lakeside.
亲近耶稣
，and drawing near to the Lord，
享受他的同在
，enjoy His presence，
有里面一个享受
，there's the enjoyment within。
没有一件事，没有一件事在全世界更重要、更宝贵，比耶稣的同在。
There's nothing in this entire universe that's even more important than the presence of Jesus。
最大的享受在这个世界是耶稣的同在。
The greatest enjoyment in this world is the presence of Jesus.
为什么很多人忽略
？Why are so many people neglected?
为什么有的人，我们的耶稣站在你心门敲门
？Why is that? When the Lord Jesus is knocking at your door?
在启示录告诉我们第三章，在那里是说，Behold, I stand at the door and knock.If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in to him and he will sup with me and he with me. 这个经文是 Behold, 看啊，我站在门外叩门。我们都以为是为信耶稣不错有，可是后来是说我要进到他里面，他与我，我与他一同坐席。中文更好听，对，一同坐席。Sup with him 有一点意思 ，sup with him 英文，可是中文与他一同坐席。
In Revelation chapter 3, the verses of Behold, I'm at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and I will sup with him.
他要享受你。
At first, we will think it's knocking the door so that we will believe in Jesus, but actually he wants us to have enjoyment with him.
有一种享受在这个世界就是在里面。
There's a kind of enjoyment that is within.
In the presence of Jesus, 在耶稣的同在里。
In the presence of Jesus.
每一次我姐姐给我打电话多半是我给她打电话。
Whenever I call my sister,
她最后跟我说 I love you.
And then at the end, she will always say, I love you.
我在台湾都没有用电话。
In Taiwan,
首先都没有电话。
When I just arrived in Taiwan, we did not have telephone.
所以我没有这个习惯，每一次说 I love you.
So, I did not have the habit to say I love you in each phone conversation.
现在我姐姐，我还是没有这个习惯。
I still don't have this habit.
可是姐姐常常说 I love you.
But my sister always often says I love you to me.
我们可以跟耶稣说 I love you.
When we can tell Jesus, I love you.
我们有一个特别经文在圣经里面。
There's a special verse in the Bible.
如果你喜欢看，是约翰福音十四章二十一节。
And that is Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 21.
中文我都会背，英文我背的不一定那么准确。中文是有了我的命令有遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他。我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Anyone who has my words and obeys them, he's the one that loves me, and anyone that loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
想一想，他要爱我们，如果我们听话。
Just think about this. If we listen and obey him, he will love us.
他的命令不是难受的。
And his commands are not hard to keep.
最大的命令我们都会背。
We can all memorize the greatest commandment.
我好喜欢中文的心心心意心意心意心意爱我们的神很快。Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. It's so long in English, but 中文心心心意心意心意爱我们的主。好吧。
I like the Chinese version better, it's a lot shorter.
可是所以中英文都在前面，我发现有一次需要校对，有一次需要 I had to proofread with someone else in Taiwan. 好久没有讲英文，所以我这个 proofreading was in English, 那个校对是用英文。哦，我发现讲完了，我的嘴唇都痛得要命。
One time I had to proofread on someone's paper in English, and I haven't spoken English for a while. After I did that, I felt my mouth was tired and sore.
My lips, 我的嘴唇都痛。哦，我发现英文都是这边前面。
I realized when you speak English, you use your lips a lot.
And 中文都在这里。
And then when you speak Chinese, you use this part of your mouth.
所以怪不得可以讲中文比英文快一点。
That's why you can speak Chinese faster than English.
你看，而且我发现一个秘诀，我现在用英文背一个经文。The path of the just is like the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. 都是这里，对不对？
你看我背一些英文圣经。Then when I memorize the English verse, I'm using this part of my mouth.
中文是这样子，可以一面讲一面一个笑容。一人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日。
When you speak Chinese, you use this part of the mouth, so you can speak and smile at the same time.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣给我们很好的语言
The Lord gave us Chinese very wonderful language.
Hallelujah. 所以我们中国人可以常常一个笑容
That's why we Chinese can smile often.
我们可以说我真快乐因为耶稣常存在
You can say I'm so joyful because Jesus is with me always.
他把我的重担全挪开
And he removed all my burden.
He's wonderful.
Yes, he does it now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. 所以这里是说有了我的命令有遵守的。
He who has my commands and obey them.
那个命令是什么？
What is that command?
爱他。
To love him.
一个人那么爱你，你怎么不爱他？
If someone loves you very much, how can you not love him back?
他用他所有的力量吸引你。
And he used all his strength to draw you closer.
这几天他要继续的吸引你。
And in these days, he will continue to draw you.
吸引你到哪里？
Where is he drawing you to?
在你的心里面。
He is in your heart.
安静你的心。
He wants to calm your heart.
安静你的身体。
And he wants to calm your body.
你可以发现在你心里面耶稣。
And you will discover Jesus within your heart.
可以什么话都给他讲。
You can tell him anything.
他的电话不是 busy.
And his phone line is never busy.
常常有时间为你。
And he always has time for you.
有的时候你给一个人打电话，他没有时间。
Sometimes you call someone and then that person is not available.
或者他说我现在很忙，你另外一次给我打。
You might say, oh, I'm kind of busy now. Can you call me back later?
主耶稣不会这样。
But Jesus never does that.
你看那么多的人在这个世界，他是那么有度量。可以爱那么多的人，也可以听他们的祷告。
Look at so many people in this world, and yet he has the capacity to love them all and listen to all of their prayers.
他的度量是无限量的。
His capacity is infinite.
他也是被圣灵充满到无限量的地步。
And then he's filled with the Holy Spirit without measure.
他对每一个孩子那么大的兴趣。
And he's greatly interested in every single child of his.
他们在学校如果说主耶稣帮助我考得好。
If a child prays at school, Lord help me with my exam.
他经常的祷告。
He listens to their prayers.
他经常的祈求。
He listens to their requests.
那么多的孩子一起祷告。
There's so many kids and they're praying all at the same time.
可是他的度量那么大。
But his capacity is infinite.
Oh, he's wonderful.
他真是。
我们渺小的人，我们的脑子没有办法了解。
For a limited person like us, we just cannot comprehend.
可是实实在在的。
But truly,
有的时候一个小小的祷告。
Sometimes even the smallest prayer.
他会帮助我们。
He will listen and help.
荣教是有一次他的头发的架子掉下来。
One time this.Missionary Pearl Young lost her hairpin.
她只有那一个。
And that's the only one she had.
她说天父，有的时候我们向天父祷告，天父你帮助我。
And she will pray to her Heavenly Father, says, Heavenly Father, please help me.
天父垂听她的祷告。
And Heavenly Father, listen.
小小的事情。
Little things.
可是是她垂听。
But he will listen and answer.
在你的日常的生活可以。
In your daily life, you can practice.
有一次我姐夫不但姐妹们，我们不要以为姐妹们只要一个东西在记得那么小的事情，也有弟兄们的事情。
Not only that, sisters will have little requests like that, even brothers too.
我姐夫他现在在天堂被主接去。
My brother-in-law, now he's in heaven with the Lord.
他很会讲道。
He used to be very good at preaching.
他的舌头像金子。
And then you can preach a word like gold.
他更年轻的时候，有一次在他家，纽约 New Jersey， 我们秋天那个树叶子都掉在地上。
While he was still young, one time was during autumn, and all the leaves fell on the floor, on the ground.
他家的后面的园子那么多的叶子在那里。
And there was just so much leaf in his backyard.
他掉了他的钥匙。
And then he lost his key.
非常重要的钥匙。
He lost a very important key in his backyard.
不但他车子家里的教会的也有，他没有第二个钥匙，都在。
He lost a keychain with all the important keys on the keychain.
他不知道掉在哪里。
he lost in the backyard and the entire ground was covered with weeds. He did not know where.
他说主耶稣，我求你祝福我的手找到那个钥匙。
And then he prayed that, Lord Jesus, please bless my hand so that I will be able to find my keychain.
主耶稣那么忙，那么多的人在世界，有没有听他的祷告？也听他的祷告。
Jesus must be very busy because so many people in the world are praying. Would Jesus listen to his prayer? Yes, he did.
听他的祷告。
Yes, Jesus did.
他一伸出他的手。
As he stretched his arms.
那么多，好像这个前面的屋子，那么多的叶子。
And then that ground was all covered with leaves.
他对的地方。
But then he just reached out and got the keychain.
这个是一个神迹，对不对？
That is a miracle, isn't it?
他不需要找来找去，就在那里。对，无论你是弟兄或是姐妹。
He did not have to look around, he just got it. So no matter if you're a brother or a sister,
or a young person, a 青年人,
or even a young person,
耶稣非常欢迎你,
Lord Jesus just welcomes you.
他非常欢迎你,
he just welcomes you.
要你与他同行,
he wants you to walk with him.
要你跟他说话,
he wants you to talk to him.
要你用时间亲近他,
he wants you to spend time and talk with him.
如果每一天早上你用一点时间亲近他,
every morning you spend a lot of time with
him. 那个日子不一样,
and your days will go by differently.
白天你都会再想到耶稣,
even during the day, the entire day, you will think of Jesus.
如果真的爱上了他,
if you fall in love with him,
你会很自然地常常想到他,
you will think of him naturally.
他会常常提醒你在你心里,
and he will come and remind you things.
他会提醒你他的命令,
he will remind you of his command.
第二个命令是什么？爱人如己。
But the second commandment,that's to love your neighbor as yourself.
还有一些命令，有的人觉得简单一点。
And then some people will think this is easier.
常常喜乐。
Oh, there are other commands that might be easier. That's like rejoice always.
有的时候不容易喜乐。
Actually, it's not easy to rejoice always.
你常常喜乐。
But if you rejoice always.
常常以耶稣为乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
我的秘诀，我一生的秘诀是什么？
My secret of life.
要常常以耶稣为乐。
To rejoice in the Lord.
无论发生什么。
No matter what happens.
有的时候很不好的事情发生。
Sometimes a very bad thing happens.
我仰望主。
I look upon the Lord.
耶稣你在我的里面，我以你为乐。
Lord Jesus, you are within me and I will rejoice in you.
常常以他为乐。
I will rejoice in the Lord.
听起来很简单。
It sounds easy.
可是你试一试。
But try it.
需要操练。
You need practice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我有的时候在家里弹琴我成功的时候弹琴唱一首先中文的诗歌以后德文的最后英文。
Sometimes when I have morning devotion at my home, then I will play piano and sing first a Chinese song and then a German song and then English song.
以后我赞美主。
Then I will praise the Lord.
有的时候走来走去在我的房子里面。
Sometimes I'll pace around in my room.
说 Hallelujah.
Say Hallelujah.
我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
我发现耶稣的同在。
Then I discover the presence of Jesus.
因为以赛亚书告诉我们从他的门为赞美。
Because in the book of Isaiah it says we will call his gates praising.
里面那个门需要开启。
We need to open the door in my heart.
找他的同在。用赞美进入他的门。
And then we'll enter into his gates with praise.
所以这个常常喜乐很重要。
It's very important to rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
And pray unceasingly.
怎么可以不住的祷告？
How is it possible to pray non-stop?
常常跪在那里祷告。
To kneel before him always?
不是。
No.
就是在我们的日常的生活。
But、
一想到耶稣。
But in our daily life, whenever we think of Jesus,
回到里面,
we return back to within.
今天早上一个姐妹跟我说她很喜欢我用那个说法历历外外。
this morning a sister told me that she likes the way I say the third within and without.
你看英文，可是中文那么可爱。
The Chinese way of saying it is just so much more
adequate.
Jesus is within us.
以前我们有的青年人、青年弟兄姊妹们他们祷告的时候，就说主耶稣每一个细胞都有你的同在。
Before, young people often pray that, although Jesus, your presence is filled every cell of my body.
我们真的可以每一个细胞都有它的同在。
Indeed, every single cell of ours can be filled with Jesus.
And then some of them said, every atom of my being. 每个原子。
And some young people even said, every atom of my being can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要被耶稣充满。
Yes, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's the call of our life, brothers and sisters. 我们生活的护照就是被耶稣基督充满。对不起，我以为有的时候讲英文，有的时候讲中文，对。我们生活的护照，我们的 the call of our lives is to love Jesus, to have Jesus, and to be possessed by Jesus. 我们生活的护照是爱耶稣，要得到耶稣，也被耶稣完完全全的充满。有一个经文最后。可能时间已经到了，我们需要结束。我们讲话，时间过得很快。The time goes by quickly, and we have to hurry along. Jesus wants to so fill us with Himself. 他要那样子充满我们 ，BDYY. And there's a verse in Revelation 2:10. 如果喜欢看，在我会背在。
在
启示录第二章第十节，在那里，英文是给我们讲，Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. 中文是，你勿要至死，忠心，我就把生命冠冕赐给你。有一年我在台湾，主耶稣给我这个经文。
One year when I was in Taiwan, the Lord Jesus gave me this verse.
我就问他这个。生命冠冕是什么
？And then, so I asked him, "What is the crown of life?"
我那个时候忽然看乌拉牧师讲的道。
And then, I was reading a message by Pastor Wobbegon.
他说，生命的冠冕是耶稣的同在到一个完全的地步。
And he says, "The crown of life is the presence of Jesus to perfection."
我们有一天会得到耶稣到一个荣到一个完全的地步。
One day we will obtain Jesus to the point of perfection.
他要改变我们。
He will change us.
神的种子要显现。
And many sons of God will appear.
越来越像他。
And we will be more and more like him.
你看到夫妻两个人刚刚结婚不一定像。
Have you noticed when husband and wife first got married, they don't look so much alike.
可是慢慢的越来越像。
But gradually they look more and more alike.
慢慢的他们讲话也是越来越像。
And even the way they talk, very similar.
姐夫姐姐他们说有一天开车去很远的路。
My brother-in-law and my sister one time had to drive on a long journey.
他们很安静
，they were quiet，
没有讲话
，did not talk。
忽然，姐姐开始讲一句话。
All of a sudden, my sister stopped saying。
姐夫说：“正好我一样的思想。
”And then my brother-in-law says, "Exactly, I was thinking the same thing."
耶稣要我们那样子与他同行。
And Jesus wants us to walk with him.
他会把他的心思意念放在我们的心里。
And he will put his minds and thoughts in our hearts.
借着这一本书
，and through this book,
他会充满我们。
He will fill us.
把我们的思想完全改变
，transform our mind，
不要像这个世界
，and will not be like this world。
一个最大的危险在我们的生活中是什么
？What is the greatest danger in our life？
特别是为青年人
，especially for the young people。
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world。不要爱世界和世界上的事，因为 不是神的旨意。
Because that is to love the world is not God's will for you.
如果我们爱上了这个世界
，if we fall in love with this world，
会夺去我们的心
，and then it will capture our hearts。
哦，感谢主耶稣，他已经给我们安排这个路。
Oh, praise the Lord Jesus, He has paved this way for us.
Hallelujah. 一年跟随，一年不是流泪。
When we follow Jesus, we will not be weeping.
我刚刚去台湾，我听一个人唱歌。
When I first arrived in Taiwan, I heard someone singing a song.
他唱一年跟随，一年流泪。
He was singing that following Jesus weepingly.
我觉得这个有一点奇怪。
I thought that sounds very strange.
如果两个人结婚
，If two people got married,
那个余弟兄跟 Nancy 结婚
，Say brother, you and Nancy, sister Nancy got married.
Nancy 跟余弟兄说，一年跟随，一年流泪。
Nancy would say, I will follow you willingly.
那他会很难过。
And then, oh brother, you will feel very bad.
不要给耶稣唱这样的歌。
Don't sing such songs to Jesus.
因为他是我们的新郎。
Because he is our bridegroom.
我们是他的新妇。
But we are his bride.
一面跟随，一面说 Hallelujah, 荣耀归给主。
Let's follow Jesus and say Hallelujah, glory be to the Lord.
而且虽然经过试炼，经过不容易的日子。
Yet we will go through trials and suffering.
可是耶稣是我们的新郎。
But Jesus is our bridegroom.
他说你跟我去。
And he says, follow me.
是一个荣耀的路。
This is a glorious path.
我在你的里面会帮助你。
And I am within you and I will help you.
And some of you young people, if you think it's a little bit difficult, you say, Jesus, I know you're going to help me.
年轻人，如果你觉得这条路不容易，你主耶稣会告诉你说，我会帮助你们。
I found that, 我找到。我找到。真的找到这条路是最荣耀的路。
I have found this path, the most glorious one.
一路就是荣耀跟他走。
And all the way is nothing but glory.
而且我有一天我们要给彼得在天堂给他唱中文歌好不好
One day we will sing Chinese songs to him.
Peter, 是 Peter, 彼得。他有一句话有的人觉得保罗比较有学问。
Okay, some might think that Paul is more knowledgeable, more learned.
可是你看彼得跟随耶稣。
But why Peter followed Jesus?
他有一句话保罗赶不上。
He had one saying that no one matches, not even Paul.
说不出满有荣光的大喜乐。
Because he said that we have this,indescribable joy.
英文是joy unspeakable and full of glory. But 中文是大喜乐。See, the joy in the English isn't 大 but in the Chinese, 在中文的圣经是说不出满有荣光的大喜乐。在哪里？在你我的里面。
Where is this great joy within us?
Oh, today enjoy Jesus. 今天你要享受耶稣，享受他的存在，而且一定会一个笑容在你的脸上。
Today enjoy Jesus, and you will have a smile on your face.
我们有一个老姊妹在Woodhaven 教会。
There's an elderly sister at Woodhaven Church.
她已经八十几岁。
She's in her 80s.
可是她有一个特别可爱的笑容。
And she has such a lovable smile.
我姐姐很喜欢给看她的笑容。
And my sister just loves to see her smile.
所以我前几天跟她说，你再次给我们一个笑容。
So a couple of days ago, I said, give us another smile.
真的，年纪大的也可以漂亮。
Indeed, you can be beautiful when you are old.
耶稣的美容颜
The beauty salon of Jesus.
每一次聚会
Every meeting we go to.
进来可是出去更有笑容
And then after you walk out of the meeting, you will have a greater smile.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你，那么多弟兄姊妹们爱你。
Thank you that so many brothers and sisters love you.
今天大大的祝福他们。
Today greatly bless everyone.
与他们同行。
Be with them and walk with them.
奉你宝贵的名。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.